Alright, welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 67.
67?!
Merry Christmas, Geekdom.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
That is December 24th, 2014, known here in North America as Christmas Eve. Unless you're pagan, it's known as the winter solstice. But
and
that's
happy
another
winter solstice
story.
To that.
Yesterday was Festivus.
It's also the last day of Hanukkah.
And we got mercenary.
And tomorrow,
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
And tomorrow is Jewish Christmas, where all the Jews go to Chinese restaurants.
Awesome.
I read that online today. I thought that was kind of funny.
I'm still waiting to celebrate Mercenary Day. I'm going to go back to Elpis or Pandora and celebrate Mercenary Day.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh, we've all lost it.
We have.
Of course, we never really had it to begin with.
Hey, I'm better off than you because I embrace it.
I embrace it.
We enjoy it.
Hello, I'm the one fangirling over the front of the preview book. Okay,
you're wrong,
for two pages.
Wrong cover.
This one.
Groping the front of the gem previews cover too.
I was groping it. It's embossed.
I'm having a moment where you're on the Robin Hood.
Speaking of Festivus, did anybody have any grievances?
No.
I'm tired of the weekly series. From DC, and I was hoping that most of them will end.
They will. In March.
Damn it.
Only to come back in April, probably. At least the Batman one.
And they're all coming back as female, and males are coming back, less.
It's DC's version of Axis.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's switching
good to evil,
places.
They just change sexes.
Well, let's start with introductions. I'm your host, Lawrence of America. With me today,
I am the irredeemable Gomer.
I am the cookie anarchist, David.
I hate that your cookies have the mic. I can't.
And I am hardly Heather today with lack of sleep.
G squared,
G cubed,
And we'll have other people coming in and out.
Yeah, the shop is full.
The shop is full. We got Danny here, Jesus, Rob, Bob.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
All kinds of mischief makers today.
Yeah, you talk about a holiday with no sleep. Yeah, I was up till like 5 in the morning. Yesterday I got a call from my brother. He was like, hey, turns out I'm going to have the kids. Y'all want to come over for Christmas? I'm like, now I got to go buy the kids something.
Oh, that sucks.
That was probably why he called you.
Yeah.
Because my rules is...
once you hit 18, you're done.
Well, right. I mean, if I happen to get you something over 18, fine.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Todd is here.
But if I don't see you on Christmas, I can get it after Christmas.
Yes.
We can do that, too.
Brother. Oh, well, thank you. I have something for you, too, in the back.
Awesome. Thanks.
We're doing gift exchange. What'd you get?
Custom-made key tag.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Very cool.
Was that you?
Cool.
Was that cut on a plasma cutter
too?
Laser, but yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a Batliff design. I'm really wanting.
Yeah.
You can't
do a Batliff.
We actually discussed the Batliff, but they're
Can you
really
the
big.
Oh, I need to build an R2 unit.
Yes. Except for the circuitry, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about mainly the frame. I can do the circuitry.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
We'll talk about that at some future date. We'll talk about that.
That's a money job.
Yeah, that's
We'll talk
big.
About that at some future date.
Someday in the future when he has money.
On and doesn't burn less than $75 an hour pay.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I could make a really tiny Batliff.
That's what the company makes for my machine to run.
Nice Batliff.
Gotcha.
Oh, sweetie. All right.
A mouse Batliff.
And of course, you hear Todd on the podcast talking with us.
Oh, I didn't know you were shit.
And joining me here is Amy.
Hey.
Hey.
Any specific grievances you wish to air?
Did you guys air grievances?
No, we didn't air any grievances, but I could air in a grievance to the American Red Cross this year.
Now, you are one of those kind souls that does the wonderful act of donating blood on a monthly basis.
Well, not necessarily monthly, not probably now.
How come?
What happened? Tell us.
As far as the monthly schedule, probably my fault. But but yeah, apparently you got the rookie last time.
Oh, no, she went through a vein. Through a vein.
Oh, goodness. Ouch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was platelets, too, so, you know.
I am digging your Frogger-esque t-shirt.
Yeah, wind the chicken across the road.
I got it.
Yeah.
I used to get blood. I have given over a gallon, but after I started having heart problems, I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Not all at once.
No. I can see me trying to peel them off the floor.
Yeah, they don't like you to give that much blood at a time.
Yeah, you're looking rather
pale.
Yeah.
I always like to know what to
do. You always had to watch out. There are always some of those people that sit there and just jab, jab, jab. It's like, if you can't get on the first try, give somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to give blood. I'm underweight.
Now, you look like you're underweight.
Don't let me.
There was one person that was trying to take a blood sample for me. And after 6 or 7 stabs, I was like,
oh, really?
You know, beep and beep.
Just let me do it.
Nice.
Let me do it myself, man.
See, I'd be at the point, I'm like, just find a crack addict and bring them here now.
Yeah, right.
They'll find it quicker.
They're going to find a vein.
That sketchy guy out of the corner. He looks like he could shoot up. Come on.
You need to find, some of the best nurses are ex-drug addicts. Stabilized. I will say that, because they know how to find a vein and how
that
to get
is,
it good.
That
so.
Is true.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
It's very cool. Well, as far as grievances from our house, probably lack of sleep would be one of them, because it's been running rampant at our house.
Like, what have you been doing, GQ? Why are you running around the house?
Yeah. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. It's been crazy.
Rampant in our house right now.
We were playing the Clan Wars like crazy this weekend. We didn't win because, you know, it was just me and him playing most of the time. And we were up against...
Like, now.
Yeah, everybody else was like, no, we're not playing this weekend. No, we're not playing. We're playing something else.
I know.
Damn, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's playing Grand Theft Auto.
That's big at my house right now, too, GTA.
And yeah, how young is too young for Grand Theft Auto? Just quick and
now, I will put it from a mother's perspective. I said 13.
I go on a per-child basis.
Yes.
My oldest son, he was not allowed to play until just last year when he was 12. My youngest son is 8, and he tears it up.
It does depend on the maturity of the child.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, we let him play it right around 13, a little bit before. My other two children, they're not mature enough, and he's 11. I don't think he'll be mature enough at 13 to play.
Like, my 8-year-old, he understands that you can do certain things in the game, but he avoids doing those things because he knows he's not allowed to do them.
That,
to me,
that
shows the
reason.
Mature maturity that he has that he's able to play
it,
the game.
It shows the reason. It was the possibility of him actually
She's
doing it
there.
That caused me to say 13. You know, that was why I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not putting my son through that.
Yeah.
Just not putting him in that position.
But he mostly just did the run around, shoot people, steal cars.
That's all he still does.
The typical video game thing.
Yeah.
Danny!
Except for when he got onto GTA 5 with a friend and started robbing a store. And another player came in and killed him and robbed the store.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure I like the online GTA. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Because you can't really do anything. Unless,
except screw with people.
Well, because you have trolls on there so bad.
Well, my son was telling me the other day, he's like, yeah, man, I get on there, I like to steal somebody, one of the other players' cars, and then wreck it into the ocean so he doesn't get it. I'm like, why would you want it? Because it's fun. I'm like, no, it's not.
That's just like, I'll tell you, that's just like my younger two kids. They'll actually get on Minecraft and start blowing people's stuff up. I'm like, that is so wrong.
That's so mean, man.
No, let me tell you, about 2.5 years ago when we started playing Minecraft, our middle son, we get a phone call from one of our friends in Washington. He calls and he's like, your son was in some of my storage and he took some of my stuff out of there. Can we get him to give it back, please?
Yeah, they let him get on. He took stuff out of the chest and then he had to leave.
Now, mind you, this is a 30-something-year-old man, you know?
Wow.
And we're like,
but he built awesome stuff.
Yeah,
don't discount our Wizard of Oz. We bust our butt on that.
We have full scale Wizard of Oz. Thank you very
much.
It goes down a bridge. That's the striped sock that the Wicked Witch has.
Nice.
You get into Munchkin Land. You go down the Yellow Brick Road.
That's my favorite part of Minecraft.
And you go in order. You meet the Scarecrow, and then the Tin Man, and then the Lion, and then you go on to the Emerald Bunny. And all it's in the game. We built the whole thing.
They have Minecraft Lego.
Took us 3 weeks.
Minecraft is pretty much based on Lego.
Legos, yeah. It's like a full circle, yeah.
It's very
like, oh, let's build digital Legos.
And we were at Walmart the other day, and we were looking at all the little $5
things.
Like,
it's both, yeah.
And I was like, I don't even have a copy of The Wizard of Oz. And he was like, do you want one? And I was like, no.
Yes.
You should get it.
Yeah.
No, yes.
If you like Wizard of Oz.
I've seen it like a million times on the page.
Have you seen Wicked?
No, I have not seen
you
Wicked.
You should see that. Yeah.
I took her to go see Wicked when it came to Nashville.
The Wiz.
That is such a great movie.
Down the road.
The play is actually better for The Wiz because the actual actors play the Yellow Brick Road and they're dancing in the background the whole time.
Yes, they do.
It's awesome, yeah.
Captain EO.
I love Captain EO.
I love Captain EO.
It's the best.
It is the best.
You got to watch out. It's in 3D. It might jump out and grab your kids.
It's the first time I ever touched somebody in the back of the head reaching for the 3D effect.
Yes.
You know,
no.
Oh, sorry, man.
I'll tell you. The best movie I ever saw in 3D, Polar Express.
Oh, I bet.
When it was in IMAX, when it was snowing, it felt like it was snowing on you.
The train
it was great.
Went over us and you could see.
I took him when he was a kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have to give it to Avatar for best movie in 3D.
No, Avatar's good too.
Avatar's good.
Yeah, but like I said, when the train is going down, dude, it feels like you're on a roller coaster.
That's awesome.
It made one of my friends sick and she had to go when it started going.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Not that your friend gets sick, but.
Yeah. No, people getting sick is awesome, too.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, I had to get new shoes because she did it on my shoes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I happened to be, it was with his school.
Now, I do have to say that as a person who's susceptible to motion sickness, 3D is out for me.
Hey,
I can't do 3D.
How are you
exactly.
Here's the thing. I have my mom bought me a 3D TV.
I've had some issues with motion sickness in certain movies.
Bad.
But it wasn't because they were 3D. It was because of the frame rate they were shot at.
Oh, really?
See, I can't play like Call of Duty. I can't do any of the moving stuff.
The theatrical version of the movie, Doom. Hit me the worst.
Oh, with the first with person.
That first person scene.
Yeah. I didn't like that anyway.
You know,
But
and when I watched it on DVD, they extended that whole scene and they slowed down the frame rate, so it was fine. But there's been a couple of video games that have done it. Just certain.
If I'm playing, it's like driving a car. If I'm driving a car, you don't get car sick.
Right.
But if you're playing, if I'm playing the game, no matter how twisty turvy it is, I'm good. But if someone else is playing it, if I'm really into it, I can.
She's
get
not
it.
Good oh, no, about riding
play
in the
or
car.
Watch.
I play. All
we drove
kinds
to
of
North Carolina, and when we were going through the mountains, we had to actually stop and let her drive because she started getting sick just sitting in the pasture seat.
Yeah.
That and the fact that he's taking the mountains at like 55 miles an hour when it's supposed to be
like
30.
That was the speed limit. Everybody was passing me.
I'm in the back of the car going, whoa!
Everybody was passing me. I couldn't just go slow. If you go slow like that, you're going to get hit.
And I have two dogs sitting in the back with me going...
car sick dogs are the worst. They don't tell you when they're about
we
to go.
We packed a lot of stuff into that van.
Give you kind of some size.
So, what's news coming out in the comic world that everybody's excited about? I know you're excited about it.
Yeah. Gem and the Holograms.
It's 3 months out to Gem and the Holograms, number one.
I'm so excited.
Next month, they started sending Blitz ads for Star Wars.
Star Wars on the 14th. I'm really excited. I can't wait, man.
And of course, the little poster had ads for in the back, a couple future series, the Princess Leia and a Darth Vader series.
Yeah, as far as I know, the Darth Vader is an ongoing, and the Princess Leia is a limited miniseries. Yeah. Which I think the Leia one is actually the one with the most promise.
Yeah,
because if you set that you have a miniseries based in Star Wars, then you can always have a miniseries based on Star Wars, and I think that's really
the best way to tell those kind of stories in comic books. Just limited, here you go, here's your story, boom.
This that was, for the longest time, the strategy behind Dark Horse.
Yes, yeah.
This is basically their way of throwing back out there for the people who are pissed off about the EU going away.
And people can be pissed off.
The EU isn't going away. The EU is getting rebooted.
Yes, but everything after Return of the Jedi in the EU is basically, they said, is gone.
Well, they're saying what they're saying.
They're picking and choosing what they want.
Yeah, they're picking and choosing, but pretty much
most of it will be gone.
They said that pretty much starting with the movies, the Clone Wars series, and the Rebel series, anything after those is considered canon.
And they said anything that's any book that is pre the prequels is considered canon now.
See, it's so confusing. So, I don't know if we should even go, because Disney can change their mind at any time.
Oh, they can.
Here's the thing. As far as the EU stuff, there's going to be some people that are only going to read these comics. That's their only experience to the EU.
Yeah.
They probably will have never been exposed. There'll be a crowd of people who have never been exposed to comics who will get exposed to these comics because they got Disney behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and they've got bigger names. You know, Marvel is by far a bigger publisher, and they have the best artists and writers in the business.
And when you have the money of Disney behind it,
exactly,
you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely expect these to be big selling books, of course. Yeah, we're doing the midnight release here.
Yep.
And so, now we're showing February for Darth Vader, March for Princess Leia. Well, I wonder if we'll see another title the next month.
No, I think they're only going to have three titles. Right now, that's all that's planned, are those three titles. But like I said, the Princess Leia one is a miniseries.
So
after five or six issues, hopefully we'll get like a Boba Fett or a C-3PO mini, or I don't care.
Yeah, the problem with Boba Fett is the miniseries.
The problem with a Boba Fett is the planned Boba Fett movie.
C-3PO and R2-D2
that would be the one problem with doing a Boba Fett.
That would be
C-3PO mini.
Well, they would line up the Boba Fett miniseries to be like a prequel to the movie or something, or a. It'll either come out right before or right after.
It's funny how a character who only has a few lines in two movies that he was in become one of the favorite characters of the series.
Boba Fett, yeah.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's awesome. He's no good to me dead.
Exactly.
As you wish.
Barely has anything.
Wrong movie. Yeah, I was going to say wrong movie.
Barely has anything.
As you wish. Sorry.
He said that when Vader was like,
but not Princess Bride. But not like a Princess Bride, you know?
No disintegrations. I want them alive. As you wish.
Yeah, but you said it like Princess Bride, as you wish. We had to call you on it.
Yeah, no, that's a Dread Pirate Roberts all the way.
Absolutely. Inconceivable.
But
he's like talking like this. He's like, as you wish.
Boba Fett?
No, not Boba Fett.
Oh, okay.
That didn't sound like the Dread Pirate.
No,
Roberts.
Not at all.
Leo Montoya.
Whatever. Where are you?
Leo Montoya.
Somewhere.
Prepare the voice, man.
Excuse me. Do you have six fingers? We just went off.
My name is Leo Montoya.
While we're on,
you killed my father. Prepare to die.
Sunstone.
Came out today.
Original
graphic novel by
The Croatian
Mr. Stegic.
It started out as a webcomic on one of his
DeviantArt pages.
His second DeviantArt page. He has two DeviantArt pages.
And just to sum it up for you, if 50 Shades of Grey was a real comic book, kind of.
No, this thing was out before 50 Shades.
What would be wrong with that?
Okay.
But I'm saying it's a lot of that type of material.
It is.
Covered better, I say.
It's a BDSM love story. Now, on the surface, that sounds really bad and perverted.
The book ruins it for me.
Allie and Lisa.
It does a great job of capturing the nervous emotion, excited anticipation of a new relationship.
Yeah.
And it does it just perfectly, although it is set on
in front of the backdrop of
tying up your significant other and torturing them for pleasure. Which, hey, whatever you're into.
Whatever you do to get your job.
Whatever you do to get your... I suggest everyone read it. It's awesome.
It is a good book.
It's amazing.
Well, now it's a book, but the web series is like... beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than just this
they've
first
added,
graphic
for
novel.
For this collective volume, they've added some new material. Basically, the opening is new. I've seen it before, but when I seen it, it was out of context.
Yeah.
Now it's in context.
Yeah. It's a great book.
That's always a great thing when they add stuff like that with a webcomic
definitely,
and everything.
Definitely. And this artist on this is blowing up. He's got Death Vigil this year. He's going to be on
Rat Queens
next year. Yeah, he's definitely coming up.
Yeah, and I've seen some of his Rat Queen stuff. Just his fan stuff. It's beautiful.
It is. It's awesome.
So
He's a great artist.
So, Rat Queens, what did you think of Squarriors? That was a beautiful art.
Squarriors was a little bit derivative, but you're going to get that because it's a fantasy book with talking animals. It's derivative from every fantasy book and every book that has ever had talking animals in it, including Mouse Guard, Mice Templar, you know, those sorts of books. But in this book, the rodents, you know, actually look real. It's photorealistic art. By Ashley Witter, it's perfect. The art got a 5 out of 5, story got a 4 out of 5 on Outright Geekery. Definitely a good read. I'm in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Squarriors, number one.
It's a miniseries.
I think it's a 4-issue miniseries. If any of the buzz that it's gotten, you know, pulls through.
If the miniseries does well, I'm sure they'll come out with another one.
I cannot imagine that it would be easy to keep up with an art schedule, though, that is as demanding as this.
Yeah, I mean, well, just the cover alone was epic.
Man. It's a great book, man. Yeah. I was expecting a little bit more blood and gore, but the blood and gore I did get in it was great. It had a cat playing with its food. And the food was talking to him. So it was like, it was brutal. It was brutal.
That's funny.
Why are you doing this to me?
Flying squirrel warfare, which was really neat, you know. So it's a fun book, man. It's a fun book. I've read it like 3 times. I didn't read anything else last week, but I read it like 3 times.
So what, the all-new Captain America, how'd that do? We got the second one out today.
I wasn't a fan of... The first one had my favorite Hydra member in it, Bob. Who debuted in a Deadpool book years ago. That was cool, but I'm not a big fan of the new Captain America. I'm not a fan. But no, I didn't read it. Did anyone read the Captain America? Did you read the first Captain America?
I read the first Captain America.
And no, not Steve Rogers. I'm talking about the all-new.
The new one was
Falcon,
Was
it good?
I thought it was all right.
You didn't pick up the second one, though.
I haven't picked
up. Well, there you go. There's your verdict right there. It was so good he didn't pick up the second one.
Well, I didn't know the second one was
out. The second one came out today, and the second Spider-Woman comes out today.
Spider-Woman was in the news recently. She's changed her
outfit.
And
it's horrible.
It's horrible. What happened to super suits?
Hey, you know, I mean... Realistically,
It looks great. If I wanted realism, why the hell would I read a comic book?
Realistically, ugly.
Hold
it
up.
Is.
It's ugly.
Realistically, they had that huge outfit thing with her. It was all that negative press.
And I don't think it was
they
so much
probably
the outfit
did this
as the post.
A lot just to get some try and get positive, less. Less anti-feminist press with Spider-Woman.
And
I get that,
so...
but do you have to make anti-feminine ugly? I mean, the whole costume is a train wreck.
Well, you know, derivative. that's probably
like
poor.
Hey, you too, man. I'm going to try to get by later on tonight. Oh, I might be here. I'm not sure. I got a lot going on, too.
Why couldn't they go with
DC?
Why couldn't they go with Ultimate Universe Spider-Woman look?
The Ultimate Universe.
You know, I thought the Spider-Verse,
I like it, though.
Gwen Stacy, hooded Spider-Woman.
I like that.
Know, I thought that was
cool.
I like that.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be more like Spider-Man.
I am not down.
Rather than being like,
I am not down with these practical super suits, man. The new Batgirl, her outfit is supposed to be practical. The new Spider-Woman and Spider-Gwen.
Some of it I get, but... You know, if you're going to make it practical, it can still be attractive.
I do like the Spider-Gwen outfit.
I don't like it
outfit.
Being practical.
I do like the Spider-Gwen outfit.
It's a hoodie.
With the hood.
It's a hoodie.
I like it. Hey.
What?
I wear hoodies all the time.
You're
I love
now
hoodies.
Now you're in costume. You are technically a superhero.
Hey, I love hoodies. What can I say?
Arrow's
a little different, though. Are about to commit some sort of crime, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Arrow
so
looks...
superhero or villain. Your choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I see that you're an Assassin's Creed fanboy.
Yeah, you either go like this, and you're a superhero, or you're the Emperor when you bring it down like this.
Yeah, the Emperor. But I can see, like, the Green Arrow. Because he looks, on the show, he looks like his costume that he's had for the past 50 years.
I would love that to costumize that in a heartbeat. Oh,
that'd
I would
be
love
awesome.
To do that.
That'd be awesome.
What about the...
I don't like the practical.
Multiversity, that's been... I hear that's been getting better.
I haven't been reading it. It's very popular. It's a building up to Convergence, which is DC's big event next year.
I know, Mark, he hated the first one, but he went back and read, like, number 4 or whatever.
The Frank Quietly drawn one? Yeah.
And he loved that, and so he went back and got the earlier ones, and he said they were much better than the first one.
I'm just not a fan of the writer on that book, and... I like what DC is doing. They're taking all of these different multi-universes that they have, multiple universes, and trying to combine them in a way that makes sense. It's a very good idea.
So it's kind of like
it's ambitious.
A new Infinite Crisis type thing.
Well, that's obviously what they're setting up for. But hopefully by the end of Convergence, which is their event next year, their another Crisis event, hopefully by the end of that, the DC multiverse does make sense again. Because right now, it just doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah. But who knows?
Yeah,
only time will tell.
How many times can you do that same storyline?
You can
over
do
and
it.
Over
how many times can you do it and not have it be rewarding at the end?
Yeah.
All the crises since have been, okay, you did that, but now what?
Right.
With Convergence, hopefully they've learned from those past Final Crisis failures and can say, no, once Convergence is done, we have a plan and it's everything's going to make sense. And if there's a payoff, hell yeah. There's two big events next year, the Secret Wars from Marvel, I know, excited that, and Convergence, and I'm really thinking I'm going to jump on both.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of for me.
I'm just ready
which
for Secret
he's
Wars.
Going back, he's going back to get Marvel books.
Well, a few Marvel books.
I mean, our age, we remember when Secret Wars back when we were younger, so.
Yeah.
Black Spidey suit,
I hope they bring back the action figures.
Oh, they are. They're planning on relaunching
like
action
the ones
figure.
That
yes.
when we were little?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love those. With
actually,
the little, with
a
the little holographic shield,
probably somewhere.
With the little holographic shield,
yeah, dude,
I love those.
Me too, man. Me too. What else we got?
Sabrina number one.
Oh, on Archie Comics.
Yeah, Archie Comics. They're launching another darker adult title now.
Yep.
So
they're going to be launching. They have Afterlife with Archie. They have Sabrina. And next year sometime, Fiona Staples and Mark Waid are going to be doing Archie. They're relaunching Archie number one, which Archie's up to like issue 500 or something now. So, I think someone just stole a car with the alarm on it.
That is
what happened.
Awesome. Tis the season to get new cars.
Well.
Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
The car just drove by.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, whatever. Talk about a headache driving around.
It's got one of those systems on it where it will only go so far with the alarm going off. So
that's
it breaks
nice.
Itself until they turn it off.
Yeah, Archie, it's no looking turning back for Archie Comics. I read an interview with the president of Archie, and he said, yeah, we're not turning our back on this direction that we've decided to go on. Larry said that's a really good game.
Yeah, Stone Age is a really good game. Definitely like it.
But I'm excited about Archie. Hopefully, you know, Archie Comics comes back into its own. You know, Archie has been the slice of life comic for the past, 4 or 5 decades. And each generation, you know, Archie changes right along with it to keep up and stay contemporary. So hopefully, since they're moving in this new direction, they're even more so on the contemporary side.
I might check out a couple of them. I read it when I was younger.
Yeah,
but
everybody's read Archie.
I was a Jughead fan.
Yeah.
I like Veronica.
Well, and that's Jughead's a central character in Afterlife with Archie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I actually bought that weekly with my parents. We'd go to Walmart, and my mom would buy it for
well,
me.
Well, you know, they're coming back. They're doing the magazine ones, and I actually like that.
The double digest and
yes.
stuff like that?
Well, these are the magazine format.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
I like those larger prints. I wish they would have done those in the first place. I wish that...
Yeah, because those little bitty ones, the print gets so small. Sometimes you're like,
yeah.
Is that an H or a G?
Yeah,
or,
right.
you know,
yeah.
what is that letter? You know,
H or
it's hard
G,
to read.
You're having that problem? H and G. I can understand some things, but H and G.
No, I mean, the problem is the font gets blurred. And, like, the pixels run together, so.
You're getting blind and deaf.
Huh?
Huh?
Exactly. Yeah, I have to.
He hears that more than once a day, I promise you.
My normal speaking hearing. Voice is, like, lower than this, but I've had to raise my voice since knowing her. Because at a lower range, she can't hear me.
I can't hear a thing. She's as deaf as I can be.
So if I don't want her to hear me, I just speak real low like this.
What else is going on?
I
movies?
Wish I could hear you.
Christmas movies?
Yeah, of course. Oh, speaking of Christmas movies, yes, interview. After Obama told them to, quote unquote.
I don't even know who was that. It's so weird.
I will give you the courage of the American people to help you out.
It's such a weird thing because everyone was like, oh, Sony, crapping on Sony for canceling the movie. Sony really didn't cancel the release. All their distributors backed out.
They waffled a little and they're like, we'll leave it up to the theaters. All the major chains said nope.
No.
And then they go, okay, we'll cancel it.
Yeah.
But then people come to our price and like, okay, we'll let independents show it if they want. And of course, there's two big independent chains in Texas, or one in Texas, and another one, I think, out west that have agreed to show it.
The Belcourt said they
show it. And the Belcourt here locally is going to be showing it on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a comedy I probably wouldn't have gone and seen in theaters.
I'm not going to see it.
I probably would have rented it. But now maybe. I'm compelled to go see it in theaters.
I
so.
Feel that this whole thing it was
the
just
power
a
of the interview
big
compels you.
Scheme by Sony to see what they could do, to see if they could make the interview a popular movie. Now, this is going to be the biggest selling
that
comedy
be
of the year.
Best viral marketing ever.
What if Kim Jong-un is in on it?
He owns Sony stock. That's what I'm thinking.
What if he's in on it? It's just like the whole Kanye Taylor
any...
Swift thing.
Yeah, right?
I think that was planned. It was planned because her
studio, the label,
she went up like
insane.
Really big after that. So I think Kim Jong Un has stock in Sony.
I still can't stand that girl. Know, so
set it up. It's Kanye. A setup.
I'm ignoring the whole thing. I'm not going to go. Yeah. I wasn't going to see the interview. I'm still not.
I did want to see it.
Yeah,
but I don't usually go see comedies in the theater.
Yeah,
just because. I think you don't necessarily gain anything. Like action movies, you know, sci-fi, fantasy.
The big screen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You gain a lot. Yeah. But a comedy, to me, is just as good at
comedy,
home as it is.
It's
theater,
better at home because.
Unless it's with a group of people.
It's better at home because when you're at a theater and people are laughing, a lot of times you miss a joke.
You miss the next joke because they're still laughing.
Yeah.
Where was the uproar when. Team America came
That's
out.
The thing.
Did you hear that word one that
Kim Jong-un was not in charge when Team America came out.
I know.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
But
maybe he didn't have internet.
There were some that said they were going to show it instead of the interview.
And Paramount said, no, we're not going to let you do that because that's our damn movie.
I would show it.
Some of the best stuff to come out of this whole Sony hack was the Dr. Evil reappearing on...
Yes.
That was hilarious. Yes.
It was good.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
And you weren't
to
call
see...
yourself the GOP. We already have one, and they're pretty evil.
And they're already an evil organization.
But
I didn't mind the, you know, him being on Dr. Evil coming back on there.
But basically, that's
it made
giving,
me just want another Austin Powers.
That's basically giving anybody the power to say, if I don't want something to happen, I'll find a way not for it to happen.
What do you mean?
I mean. This is a movie.
That's pretty much what the president said.
Take
the power back.
This is a movie.
You know?
It's an act of terrorism. Because if it's something to make you terrified, it's an act of terrorism.
That's
so,
such a vague definition.
But this movie.
This one's a terrorist then. My 8-year-old kid is a terrorist.
At your house?
Yes.
Probably.
That doesn't work for people that don't like that.
At your house. But here's the thing. Why would someone be willing to go to war over a stupid movie?
I don't think North Korea has anything else going for them.
But it's a stupid movie.
It's like a bomb.
Okay. Technically, we are at war with North Korea.
We've always been. It was never ended.
Well, then we have nothing to lose by showing a movie.
Because we're still at war. So go ahead and show it. It's a, and if somebody gets mad, it's a casualty of war.
There was a lot of ridiculousness coming out of this. Yeah. My first thing was, how does North Korea promise, quote unquote, 9/11 style attacks? That would mean that North Korea has a hidden army in America.
And weapons of mass destruction. Now, and
either that's true and the government is lying to us, or that's false and it doesn't matter either way. Either way, that makes the story pretty damn interesting.
You do realize that one of their weapons of mass destruction is Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, right.
What do he you mean that wasn't President Obama?
Dude, Dennis Rodman couldn't destroy the Bulls in the 90s. There's no way he's going to do anything in North Korea.
This is He sure tried his hardest. I lived in Chicago in the 90s. He was a laughing stock.
He
was horrible.
But yeah, it's just
it's a weird story, man. But yeah, it's gonna come out anyway. Yeah. And I still don't think it's gonna be the number one movie of the weekend.
Speaking of buying weapons of mass destruction,
the government.
The government has decided they're gonna start auctioning off used Humvees.
Yes. Now those Humvees are not street legal.
Right, right, because they're a few mods they could be.
Yes. But they're mostly for like farming and they're and they actually since
then off-road vehicle if you're into mudding or whatever.
Since then I've read an article that the parks, the federal parks or the interior is going to take a lot of those Humvees for their own little.
Okay, well, now here's the issue. They're gas guzzlers. Yeah. They're already complaining about how much money that is being spent on parks and rec and all that stuff. Yeah. And you're going to take a truck that costs over $100 just to fill up one tank.
They're saying that they were going to convert them to
There's no way.
Diesel, yeah, or something. You can.
It's still going to cost over $100.
Oh, it's still going to cost them a lot.
It's actually.
It's going to cost them a lot.
It's not a hard conversion to convert it over to biodiesel
because it's already
that
a diesel.
I get, but it's still going to be over $100 to fill a tank.
I mean, it being diesel, it's. I think you don't have to do much but like change the plugs.
I think you have to change the plugs, the filter, and the plugs, a couple filters.
So
whatever.
I was reading that, and they said like the average mileage on these is like 1,000 miles, and the bidding's going to start at $10,000.
That's awesome.
So they're practically new vehicles,
practically giving them away.
A few bullets.
And well, here's the thing: they have thousands of them.
Why is there an ear?
And they were just melting them down, pretty much.
Yes, and making new Humvees out of them. That would only have 1,000 miles.
Due to excessive contracts of having to constantly buy these things. We are literally selling them for pennies on the dollar after driving them for less than 6 months.
Yep. That's the capitalist machine right there, the industrial military complex.
It really saddened me that the government, you got all these that you had to retire after less than 6 months,
Okay, now
at least you're selling them, though.
They have been cutting budgets on parks, like national parks and all that. They're
on everything.
The National Park Service is wanting to buy these cars.
Well, they're not buying them. It's going to be like a trade sort of deal.
What are they going
to
trade?
Well, not like a trade, just like giving it to them.
Bears?
I don't know. Giving it to them.
Give them bears?
So, I don't know. I read an article where it said that the Parks Department was
in the
Interior Department.
We'll see. If they do that, that's fine. But
if we start sending bears over to attack terrorists, I mean,
suicide bears.
Right.
Yes,
there we go. I mean, how's the average soldier in the field going to respond to a bear?
I'm running.
They're barely going to make it.
I'm running.
They're barely going to make it.
If you're going to do a suicide bomber, put it in a rabbit. They're a lot faster.
Dude, suicide rabbits? That would be crazy.
Dude, suicide rabbits? Like in... that's a great idea. Like in the one...
You just got going.
Like in the one where the rat bomb?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. That would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Suicide rabbit bombs.
I gotta do is let things go.
Yeah.
Look, they're so cute.
That was my idea behind it. Oh, look at that cute rabbit.
Oh, back during the Cold War, the CIA actually spent, I think, somewhere around $4 or $5 million to try and figure out how to train a cat to deliver a bomb underneath cars.
It's a great idea.
What was
a
few years ago? They were talking about dolphins that got lost.
Yes,
that
they
were
did
trained assassins.
Trained assassin dolphins, yep.
Goodbye, and thanks for all the fish.
Wasn't it during the BP spill that they got lost?
Yeah.
Do y'all want to hear something completely crazy about technology?
Sure.
All right.
A guy I know about
6-7 years ago. He came up with, he told me this theory that he came up with, and keep in mind what I'm about to say, he came up with this completely, he was not, wait, hold on, he was sober when he came up with this. Okay, he was not inebriated, he was not intoxicated, he was stone sober when he came up with this.
Just fair warning, we are recording.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So no top secret stuff.
All right, yeah, so what he came up with was a way to green energy what do you call it? The energy that allows bullet trains to levitate.
Maglev.
Yeah, maglev. All right. So what he came up with this is the way he explained it was, you know how a cat always lands on its feet?
Yeah.
And how buttered toast always lands butter side up?
Yeah, you put the... Yeah. Yeah.
So he thought...
That's a great idea.
What we should do is strap butter toast to the back of the cat.
That way see which one.
So that way when you toss them in the air, they would just spin centrifugally in the air, never landing.
And makes sense.
Just put makes a whole sense. Bunch of
I don't think that would
why
work.
Why don't you just put two cats back to back?
Yeah, boom. Tie the cat.
Tie them together.
I think it was a way to save space.
Or to keep the butter toast.
Boom.
There
butter
you go.
That's okay. Hey, that's okay. I know people that wanted to test the cats always land on their feet by throwing them off of a water tower.
No, you don't want to do that.
I did want to do it, but there were people that I was working with that were like, hey, let's do that.
No, that's dangerous.
All right, before anybody actually thinks of throwing cats,
we
support the throwing
cats.
Of butter toast
or cats or other
unless
animals.
You're at a Rocky Horror Picture.
Ooh,
yes,
no,
let's
we
have a toast.
Butter toast is bad. No butter toast. Regular toast, okay. Butter toast bad.
Or unless you're a character in the Clerks cartoon series, in which case you're still, you know, tossing a cat by its tail.
Yeah.
Then it's okay.
Pitbusters has actually covered the butter toast
thing. Yes, they have.
And they talked about, the same episode, they talked about the cat thing.
Yay, toast!
Let's get in a little strobe
for a
second.
That was a great
second.
Song, by the way.
What happened to that 2 weeks ago?
Exactly, exactly! We're
what
back
happened?
To the toast
light
again.
Was flickering.
Oh.
It was telling us, pops the toast.
That's divine intervention thing that we need to throw buttered toast.
I thought he was about to say Nirvana.
that was electromagnetic radiation frying our brains. Where's my tinfoil?
Government hat. That's right.
Government's trying to read our minds.
Robin Rises came out this week.
Yeah.
So how many Robins are there?
Same Robin.
This is Damian.
Since the beginning of the New 52, Batman and Robin has been an ongoing. Although Robin has been out of the book for most of it.
Yeah.
It's been Batman teaming up with other people looking for Robin. He finally found Robin on Apocalypse. I guess Darkseid took him or something.
I can't remember.
Was there a reason why?
No, just to screw with Batman. Yeah. So then Batman went and got Damian.
You have
back.
No superpowers, but you still stop me, Batman. So I took Robin.
But now Robin's supposed to have superpowers.
I took your little boy in spandex that you hide in the cave.
So he's alive.
Robin, Damian is alive, and now he's got like superpowers. In the next
that's
few
the worst
issues
thing to
of Batman, I know, right?
It is.
It's like evil baby Superman.
Okay, I was reading on the internet that something happened to Bruce, bringing Robin back.
That he's gonna have powers or something?
No, that like Bruce fell over like he was about to die.
No, Bruce isn't dying.
He's not dying.
No, I haven't heard any of those rumors.
Well, I just saw something happen, and the next thing you know, it shows him fall over.
He's I feel happy.
No, a Damian Wayne with powers is crazy. Like in the next one of the next covers, following covers, you know, upcoming or whatever, to Batman and Robin, is Damian like carrying the Batmobile and flying? Like a Superman.
Oh my
and it's
goodness.
Like, how
oh,
is...
Reminiscent of
that's
the,
horrible.
Yes, very reminiscent
that is
of the
so
action
bad.
Comics. How is Batman going to deal with that?
You really can't.
Damian was already a prick to begin with.
He
I
is.
Agree. Now he's... Now, with superpowers, he's going to be pretty
he's
much
gonna
unstoppable.
He's going to be unstoppable. Yeah.
Even with Batman.
He's a horrible kid.
I cannot wait for...
I don't think Batman has a contingency for a superpowered Damian.
Oh, you know Batman. What? Shut your mouth.
He has to.
You know Batman's
got
a contingency plan.
He's got something in that belt that he'll now take care of it. Every time.
Go tell your mother.
Yeah, right? Don't let me tell your mom. Don't make me pull this Batmobile over.
Don't make me go get your granddad.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I will turn this Batmobile around, and we will go home.
We're gonna go back to the Batcave.
So you basically have an evil, almost evil Robin.
He's not evil. He's misunderstood. He was raised by ninjas. Ninja assassins.
I know, but he also tried to kill Tim Drake because.
Yes, but Raj wasn't magic.
He don't really deserve it, but I know he hates him.
Yeah, I hate him.
I mean, even when Dick took over Batman, he didn't really like that.
Was that really just because?
Yeah, I'm anxious.
But what did he do to deserve it?
I'm anxious. I mean, really, see Damian reunite with I like you, Dick again, with Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Now that Grayson's out, it's going to be pretty funny watching Damian talk smack on Dick.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. Don't
see, but that's the thing.
Come
that
on,
gets
guys.
Me.
His name is Dick, guys.
But that's
his
thing
name.
That gets me. I like Dick Grayson.
I don't have a problem with Nightwing.
Yeah,
but I don't like Dick Grayson.
I don't like the Grayson comic.
No,
book,
it's
but,
bad.
But
Dick Grayson was a terrible Batman for the 3 months he was Batman.
Not horrible.
He
was
a bad Batman.
I liked him.
Grayson is pretty bad.
It is bad. I didn't think he was that horrible as a Batman.
He was always like, I wonder if this is what I should do. Batman does not do
that. Yeah, but
what
he was also
exactly.
But
he was like, what would Bruce do?
He was
what
trained to think like that.
No.
That's the problem.
See, we all need bracelets now.
Batman isn't training anybody to be Batman. Dick just said, oh, Batman's gone, let me wear the Batman stuff and I'll do my
thing.
Yeah,
but who else would have been able to do it,
though? We didn't need a Batman.
They needed a Batman somewhere.
Not a Dick Grayson Batman.
Well,
I hated that.
Then Bruce should have trained him
that
to
may not
be
have
Batman.
Been the Batman they needed. But
it was the
only
one they had.
Deserved.
It was the only one they had laying around. After
well,
he
you know, and really, yeah. But really, that's the thing that Bruce should have done was he should have trained Dick to
he can
be
train Damian.
Batman.
He can train Damian.
Damian will kill people.
I know.
Have you not read when he becomes Batman in the alternate universe?
Yeah.
He like kills people. He don't care.
There's a lot less crime in Gotham.
That is true. Very true.
Because there were a lot less people in Gotham.
Yeah, he killed them all. Hey, whatever.
You're jaywalking?
Yeah.
Dead?
Eye beams or whatever the hell he's got now. There's no telling what he's going to have. It'd be cool if he had like the dark side. Oh, ones that take, Kirk to
the Omega
take 90 degrees. Yeah.
Awesome.
That would be
that's
horrible.
Like reminiscent of that whole animated one where it was like the superheroes in the Prime Universe meet their like counterparts.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the two Batmans are talking. Like, no crime here. Yeah. It's like, well, I wonder why that is. Because we take care of it. What do you think Mom and Dad would say?
Oh, that's a good episode or issue.
Also,
it was an issue with a cartoon.
He-Man the Eternity War came out today.
Justice
Lord. Am I going to pick that up?
No, I don't read He-Man comic books. Not a fan. The cover on those look good. The Croatian is doing a bunch of those covers, and they look beautiful.
They do look beautiful, but they
no one
terrible.
Does She-Ra like him, dude. No one draws a strong woman the way he does.
I think Phil Noto could do it.
Yeah, Phil Noto could do it. Yeah,
Phil Noto.
But
I don't think anybody. If Phil could.
He could, but leave him on Black Widow.
But he doesn't. He's not.
Yeah, he's
right.
Not.
Exactly.
He does,
that's the thing. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like having another woman at the table. Oh my gosh!
The covers are nice. I just don't like the story.
Yeah, I'm not a He-Man fan.
The only He-Man book
I was back
up
in the day.
The Skeletor one.
Yeah.
See, I liked She-Ra. I liked He-Man.
I was
but
a He-Man
was
fan back in the day.
I was more of a Transformer girl.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
It's such comics aren't that good.
The comic book is such a departure from the Masters
yes.
of the Universe that I know.
Well, they had to retcon everything to make it a little bit easier and make storytelling a little bit easier. So.
But it's such a departure.
Yeah.
I can't pick it up.
And there's not even a Ram Man.
Really?
Oh, man.
I've never seen a Ram Man.
I love Ram
Man.
He's my favorite.
Because basically, they've already. What was it? The Hordax Horde is already on Eternia, and Adora's with them.
Yep.
What?
So, yeah, it's weird, dude.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's very weird.
So,
but no, not a fan of those.
The Image book, they're not like us.
That's actually a book I was not able to read early, so I'm excited to read it. It's by Eric Stevenson, who's like the president or CEO of Image Comics or something. So I'm expecting
he's one of the big guys.
Yeah, he's one of the
big
guys.
Four, I think.
Yeah.
Now.
So I'm expecting it to be an overzealous attempt at writing a comic book that's different from everything else happening right now because, comics aren't what they should be, and I don't know. The art looks awesome. I'm excited for that. I did read another Image number one, though. Graveyard Shift.
Yeah,
oh, it's awesome.
One of four.
Yeah, Jay Farber's doing that. He did Dynamo 5. He's currently doing Copperhead. Great books. But this one, it's a four-issue miniseries.
It starts off, you're thinking it's going to be a cop drama, and then it takes this wicked turn. You think it's going to be a revenge story, and then by the end, you're still not quite sure what the book is going to be about, but it seems more of like a Romeo and Juliet with vampires. It's very cool, though. It's very good.
So, Underworld?
I don't know if I'd go that far. It's Underworld is almost too much into the its own supernatural world.
Well, this Underworld seems, literally is Romeo and Juliet with vampires.
I know, but this, but all right, but in Underworld,
and werewolves.
Yeah,
and
in werewolves. Underworld,
so it's Twilight.
Right.
Pre-Twilight, though. They don't even lie about that one. They're like, yeah, we took it in instead of, like, one house is werewolves, one house is vampires. But,
yeah.
And they rewrote it and gave them guns.
And Kevin Grievix. Awesome guy. But anyway, in Underworld, it kind of throws the viewer into this world, and there's no outside world. In this, it seems like you're in the real world, but just all this vampire supernatural shit just happens to be going on.
So
it's quite good. Quite a very good start to a miniseries from a writer who does not usually write miniseries. He usually needs a lot more space to get things going. You know, more panels, more dialogue. This, no. From the first panel, the pacing is just awesome up to the end. And lots of twists and turns. Love that book. I got a 4.5 rating on Outright Geekery. That review will be up today.
You've been reading Black Science, haven't you?
I have.
David has.
I have. It's getting weird.
Getting weird? That book was weird from the first issue.
Well, it's really weird now because multiple universes' parents are showing up. The kids' parents are showing up, and these are parents from different universes.
Black Science is
It's like,
weird.
We want our kids back, but they're not your kids.
Yeah.
What?
They're somebody. They're the other dimensions kids. Well, they're still our kids.
Is this the second or third book?
It's in its, like, 13th.
Yes. Okay, number 11 just came out.
Yeah. Okay, so 11... By 11, you can start bringing in multiple universes.
The very first issue, they travel to a multiple.
They're in multiple. I mean, they're traveling multiple.
But that's what. But is that basically
that's
what
the premise
about?
Of the book.
But
we're basically
it's
in
lost in
arc.
Space, yeah. Interdimensional.
Is it Sliders?
No,
it has almost
like Sliders
almost. Vibe to it.
It does have a Sliders vibe.
But it's like right now they're like fighting against like the centipede people. And the centipede people want the
I'm
the,
sick of comic books
pillar.
That are weird just for the sake of being
just to be
weird.
Yeah.
And Saga come out and it was like, oh, we got to make our book weird as hell.
Yeah,
no, you don't.
But basically, there's two children that have been separated from their parents, and then another set of parents comes from another dimension wanting these kids.
But it's their parents.
No, it's their parents from it's parents from another dimension where their kids were killed.
Okay, but
it's
I'm saying
weird.
That's what I'm saying. But their parents, just their parents from a different universe.
Yes,
but it's not the same universe. They're
yeah.
from.
Yeah. yeah.
But, and then He's their with, parents yeah. show back, or their father shows back up
from and the other universe.
From the universe.
Original.
Yeah, and he's like, I want, you know, I'm trying to stop the centipede people from getting the ability to travel through dimensions because they're going to just raise hell.
It's so stupid.
They're like,
it's
the centipede
like
people are like
people.
Zealous.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's a weird book.
These are my kids.
It's
nope, they're my
though.
Kids.
But that shaman kicks ass.
Yeah.
That shaman they picked up kicks
my
ass.
My kids, throwing some centipedes.
The Native American shaman.
Oh, okay. Because there was a frog shaman for a while. The first arc, there were a bunch of frogs.
Is there a roller?
They were in that world with the frogs.
Yeah, the frog people.
The frog people.
It's a weird
it's
book.
It's weird.
What else, Larry? What else you got? Because damn that book. It is weird.
And on a note, don't
Rick
bring
Remender.
Up Black Science again.
No, it's okay. It's just really weird.
Yeah,
Rick Remender.
You have to read it.
I'm sitting here like zoned out just from
like
the description. I'm like,
issues so you can catch
too
up
much drama.
Too much going on.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Do you know if any store
there? More drama than a Twilight book.
No.
Actually, I think if you picked it up
Internet.
At book 11, you could get it and understand it exactly as if you started at book 1.
That's right. It wasn't a it wasn't
if
a
it's that weird, then you could probably pick it up anywhere.
They distribute their own game.
I picked up Cards Against Humanity at Comic-Con, and the vendors were not from Tennessee.
That's different, though.
Well, no, here's the deal with Cards Against Humanity. All right. Cards Against Humanity is a ripoff of a game called Apples to Apples, which is
yes.
a ripoff of a French game called Dixit.
Yes.
All right. Dixit is the better game. Just FYI, Apples to Apples
is fun.
Is fun.
Cards Against Humanity
is
fun.
Humanity is apples to apples, only dirty.
Bar. For a bar.
Like that all game, right. Apples to apples?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Now, they got sued by Mattel, but they are, they were a non-profit and only giving it away. They did it as a social experiment in some school. So, you can download them all for free.
All five expansions, too, for free.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome.
Until recently, they have refused to sell any. Until they started selling direct, but now they have did some wholesaling, but they make it extremely hard. It's...
Well, because they're a collection like a, of... And they're still a mom and pop, pretty much. It's a bunch of guys...
Well, yeah, it's like a collection of college students.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not exactly an
Speaking
easy
of Cards Against Humanity, they sold $50,000 worth of cow poop.
Box of poop.
They had a Christmas box of crap, is what they called it. And they're like, hey, it was like, you know, the monthly box of crap that you can get from Loot Crate or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were selling their own. It was literally...
Black Friday.
Yes, exactly.
It was literally a box of crap.
Bull crap. Yeah.
That's horrible.
But they took all that money and gave it to charity. So everyone was like, oh, you guys rock. We love you.
You guys were truly up front with your product.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, and they told people that they were selling
poop
on Friday, and people didn't believe them. And then when they got their packages a couple of days later, they opened them up. They were like,
I can't believe it's not butter.
It's weird.
You sent me poop in the mail.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't believe it.
Wouldn't that almost be like
poop.
A biohazard?
And some people actually dug through the poop to like try to see if they could find something
in the poop.
It's a hazardous
chemical. Yeah, it's technically a fertilizer.
But
hazardous chemical.
If they buy fertilizer, it'd be different. But if it's actual just poop.
I'm not
it
sure
would
how
be considered
yeah,
works.
Yeah, I'm not sure what kind of poo that they sent, but it was
bull crap. Is what they said.
Are y'all talking about the company that sent actual crap in the mail?
Yeah, Cards Against Humanity did that. Yeah,
I thought that was hilarious.
I did too, and they gave all the money to charity. So
it was
good on them.
you weren't no false advertising there.
Yeah, right.
The crazy thing was the people that actually dug through it to see if they sent like special prices.
Yeah, I'm surprised. So no, I'm surprised the first thing out of people's minds was wasn't hey, it's not October or Halloween. What's going on?
Or I have to buy.
Yeah, but if you buy something with it saying you're getting poop, you're getting poop.
Yeah,
I mean, just
what a fun thing to do. We should do that.
Crapbox.com.
If anybody would like me to shit in a box for them, I'd really do it.
Hey, it's loot poop.
I want to see if that URL stays.
I different box of poop every month.
That's right.
I remember there was a case on that happened on eBay. This guy got all mad because he bought a $500 picture of a gun, thinking it was going to be an actual
that
gun.
That happens all the time.
And the guy told him in the prerequisites, this is not a gun.
That
it's just a picture of a gun.
That happened last year when the consoles first came out. Somebody had spent, $800 on an empty Xbox One box.
Yeah.
People are stupid. Read.
There were people who bought iPads off of eBay, and it was pictures of the iPads. It was just a picture. And in the description, very tiny, it says, a picture.
Yeah.
Just so they couldn't have returned the money.
Yeah, that, they do that.
That's weird.
To, fuck
with
people.
The information.
Stupid
people.
My favorite thing to ever see for sale on eBay.
A bottle of air?
It was a Hurricane Katrina air.
What? that's better
like
than
a
the
box,
guy who sold his soul for
air.
A dollar.
Close it up and sell an empty
I'm
box.
I'm getting this air.
Of
I want the money.
Yeah. Katrina air. Katrina
your
wind. That's how they
that.
Said it. Katrina
your
wind.
All right,
a box of wind.
All right, look.
Hurricane
we can
Katrina.
All talk about people buying stupid stuff and just being utter idiots for even falling for this stuff. But lest we forget, the guy who invented the pet rocket.
All he did
was go out to a... Out
a rock yard.
And you know what? I never once got a pet rock.
Eyes and a smiley face.
I never asked for a pet rock.
Something.
I didn't want a pet rock.
And the
if I wanted a
pet
rock,
had googly eyes on it.
If
I wanted a pet rock, I'd tell my mom, let's go out back, grab some rocks.
But you don't get the cool box that says
pet rock
on it.
Please.
So you know, what? Pet rock boxes are probably worth hundreds of
dollars. At the time that that
right
came out, I lived on a farm. You know what we did with rocks? We skipped them across the pond.
Exactly.
So I didn't really need...
We have an entire fortune at the bottom of a pond everywhere.
Look, my pet rock's a dolphin.
You're an animal. You
want to
pet
rocks.
While
everyone was playing with pet rocks, hey, I was playing with snakes and horses.
You can't skim a rock. You can't skim a cat. You can shave a cat, but you can't skim a cat.
There's more than one way to skin a pet rock.
That's right.
But unfortunately, it's done with chisels and hammers.
Hey, whatever works.
Or you can put it in a tumbler.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, go ahead and give us your name.
Friend?
Joshua.
He's like, you don't have to give your real name. You can give whatever,
you can give whatever
you
name you want.
So we don't want to direct the emails.
All right, I'm the only crazy bastard who thought it was a good idea to ride in the rain who's still sitting here bitching about being cold and wet.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah, on a motorcycle. In winter.
We will call you Wet Motorhead.
I've what other books, man, coming out?
Let's see. Well, Cowl, number 7, came out today.
What? Oh, Cowl. Yeah, I'm so far behind on that book.
Yeah, you know, that one always seemed like an interesting idea. Let's see.
What is the premise to it?
Superheroes basically form an organize in a union.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. And
like in the 50s, right?
No. 30s? It's like maybe
70s? Seems like it
was around. Well, they organized the union back in the 50s, but right now it's like in the 70s kind of.
But it's flashed back to the 30s, too.
But what kind of, like a union?
A union, yeah.
But wait,
no, it's like in Chicago. They're like Chicago, like, crime fighters.
Like a real union, dude.
But they're like, well, we're on strike.
All right, wait, are they?
All right, so imagine if the Watchmen, instead of them just being a club, was an actual labor union.
Yes, yeah. Workers.
Who pays them?
Charge people for helping.
The government
them?
is helping them.
Yeah, right.
Dude. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure. Like I said, I'm behind on the
book. I am too. I'm behind on the book. I didn't know there was a flashback.
Nobody knows what's going on. Flashback.
All right, so I have to say, my husband got me a Christmas gift this year that I was so excited to get. We got the full, complete, all seasons of the original Wonder Woman TV show.
Wonder Woman!
We've been watching
Linda
that.
She has aged well.
Yes, she has. I sat there and I was just like,
I have to ask you to take your hands out of your pants.
No, I can pull today.
Because he got caught. So that played plausible.
As joking as that was, his hands were literally.
His chin was chilling.
Andy was leaned back in his chair with his crotch pushing in the air.
No,
we painted the picture
today
for everyone.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
We were excited. We got it.
Sunstone a little while ago.
I know. I had to put it down.
Yeah, you had to put
my
it
jeans
down.
Are too tight.
Yeah, we got it.
Speaking of DVDs, I was excited to stumble across Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
They have re-released it in a one complete series set.
Finally.
For like $30. Whereas anybody who bought the DVDs back in the day, they were like $20-$30
each,
for six episodes.
Yeah.
And I think there were 7 DVDs.
There's 26 episodes of the series itself.
Right. So there were 6 DVDs that I think they broke it up into. This is a 5 DVD set I bought the other day.
Speaking of movies, if anybody's a Dragon Ball Z fan, on Xbox movies,
half off,
they have Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods uncut for $5.
Nice. You have to go and get that, huh?
And it's the uncut version or the theatrical version.
No, cool.
It's all dubbed.
He's a big Dragon Ball Z fan. You'd have to talk to him about it.
No, he loves it. Like the whole section of Dragon Ball Z where it happened after King Cold or King Cool, whatever his name was, like all the way up to that legendary Super Saiyan.
Broly?
Yeah, Broly. Whatever happened in between there, I have no idea what happened.
So how many Dragon Ball Z characters does it take to change a light bulb?
None, because they just wish it.
No, it only takes the one, but it takes him 3 episodes.
3 episodes. Yeah,
we've got to
talk about it.
Yeah. They have to sit there and discuss and come up with a battle
Goku
plan.
Goku and Vegeta have to fight over who's going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kakarot, I will change the light bulb. No, I will change the light bulb. Yeah.
And meanwhile, Goten is sitting off in the corner, just going, "Why am I related to these people?"
Trump's like, "Internet, make this YouTube
video happen.
We need to change this light bulb. I kind of like the dark. Yeah.
I like it when my hair lights up." Cover up.
And why? And here's the thing: why do you need to change the light bulb when they do start glowing?
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah, but also touches it and dies.
Yeah, but you also know that if that whole situation actually happened, that like elderly Bulma would be sitting over in a corner, just going, "All right, you know what? Screw this," and just grabs a light bulb and just starts walking with her walker to go change the light bulb. All
right, so it's about time to wrap up another wonderful episode of Geeks of the Square Table.
Awesome.
Final thoughts? And I'd like to pass it to final thoughts.
I don't really have a final thought. Everybody just be safe. I read an awesome Federation, like Star Trek history book that my amazing wife got me for Christmas. Captain John Archer lives to be 133 years old.
Wow.
So he lives pretty much almost...
He lives until the day after he dies. The day before he dies is the day that the Enterprise Constitution class is launched.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
When in First Contact, when Zefram Cochrane shakes the hand of Zolkar, that's Spock's great-great-grandfather. Hey, I got off on that, man. I was freaking out. Every other page,
cool.
I was like, what?
That is cool.
Everything comes
in. In the Undiscovered Country, Spock opens up a dialogue with the Klingon Chancellor Gorkon. The way they get to meet each other is through a Trill who happened to have a lot of dealings with the Klingons earlier, named Curzon Dax.
That's cool.
It was so neat to draw
the old
these,
man.
Yeah,
I love Dax.
To connect the dots.
They definitely.
Of these. It was
well,
really
like
cool.
To tie in those little things with Star Trek.
Yeah, it was
know.
Really neat.
I'm have
like
to find
the guy,
that
Michael Dorn plays Worf's grandfather.
Yes,
and
yes,
Worf,
yes,
you
yes,
know,
yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of little stuff like that, definitely. Yeah.
Gorkon. Later on, his house. Oh, no. Does everyone see the Enterprise, the first episode of Enterprise, when they save the Klingon and take him back to his home world?
Yeah.
That dude is in a house who, after the Klingon, after Praxis explodes and the Klingon home world reconfigures, his house becomes the House of Moog.
Cool.
Yeah, just little things like that, you know, which
wow,
is Worf's
cool.
House.
Right,
House
right,
of
right.
Moog.
But wasn't that guy played by a basketball player?
The first,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played Klingon in Next Generation.
Yes,
did
yes,
he?
Yeah.
Yeah, the tall Klingon.
Oh yeah.
All right,
but yeah, very cool book. And everybody, be safe.
Okay, this.
Live Jingle bells, Batman smells. Robin laid an egg.
Batman,
I do not smell. I do not smell. If we can just make Batman smell.
Is that why Bane wears that mask?
Yeah, that's why Bane wears that mask.
Batman, you stink. Where's your Batman?
Robin lays an egg.
Josh, any final thoughts?
Yeah, something that kind of bugs me. Any parents who think that comic books are a waste of time, look at it this way. At least your kids are reading something.
Ooh,
that
get
is
off,
true.
Get off their back.
Yeah.
I had a kid that was in fourth grade years ago, could not read at all, but you put a comic book in front of him and he could read it.
Nice.
That's
how I taught him how to read.
Because he wanted to read that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the same way it was with Max Brooks, the guy who wrote World War Z. He was dyslexic.
Yes.
He learned how to read.
Have you read World
books.
War Z?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
It's
read it.
The book, the movie sucks.
The movie sucks.
The book, compared to the book, dude, the right. book is incredible.
I'm
it has
sure
nothing
that.
To do with the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. But
it's
you know,
incredible.
But the fact that he took the time to actually write Harlem Hellfighters,
yeah.
which actually you know was true about what was it World War One?
Yeah,
I think that's a. You know, it's a story that should have been told like a long time ago, but the fact that he told it and did it in a graphic novel form is great.
Yeah, I love Max Brooks. He did a G.I. Joe mini called Hearts and Minds.
Yeah.
Definitely the best G.I. Joe I've ever read in a comic book. Perfect.
There's a zombie survival story. It's done like the old 1920s and 30s radio shows. It's called I'm Alive.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it, but I have heard of that.
I'm like up to chapter 6, and it's really well. They got all the sounds right.
Awesome.
And it's really good.
So. I love stuff like that.
Just final thoughts for me. Merry Christmas, everyone, and just stay out of trouble, or if you get in trouble, call me so I can join.
Right. Merry Christmas. Remember this time of year that you don't get to see, you get to see family that for most of the year you don't get to see, and I know they get on your nerves, but...
you don't have to see them, but
just remember it's only once a year.
It'll be over by tomorrow afternoon. You can go home and watch football or whatever you want to do.
Play video games.
Play video games. Just take a nap. That sounds great to me. Yeah.
Yes. Read comics.
Get food drunk on turkey.
Yeah.
That was back in Thanksgiving.
G3!
I'm ready for the Star Wars midnight release.
Dude, are you guys coming to the party?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've already got three other people that said they're coming.
They want me to dress up. I don't think that's going to happen.
He has to.
You said you were going to dress up.
I said I could. I think the word was
he told us.
You said you would.
He said he was going to dress up in that.
He was going to wear it.
He said he was going to wear it.
Really funny. He would probably look better in it right now.
Hey, I could make you a Padme costume for a pregnancy.
Oh, Padme? That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I did that while I was pregnant with one of my kids, too.
I'm not having the stomach stick out in the slave costume. No, thank you.
Java got busy.
my boobs are falling out of my bra. Yeah, it's amazing.
It was the first time ever.
It didn't happen.
I saw a meme on Facebook earlier. It had Leia with a little baby thing on the front, and it had a little baby burrito that said burrito shop first.
Slave Leia got pregnant.
No one's ever going to buy those.
It really would.
Right.
Yeah, the next thing you know, she's going to be asking you to pick up ratchet straps for her new bra.
Yeah.
For blows or something.
Final thoughts, Amy?
Everybody have a Merry Christmas and be safe out there.
Woohoo!
Oh, sorry about that.
It's all good. You're good. It's not about how much you buy or what you get. It is supposed to be about family gatherings, the ones you love, friends and family. Try not to go into debt.
Too late.
That is the American way, it seems.
I actually came in under budget this year.
Sweet.
Because you didn't get me nothing.
And we'll see you next week.
I let you look at my son's
time, same geek channel.
I got to look at it. Yeah. I'm going to take your comment to the bathroom. Why are you sticking together?
That's